got a lot of disappointed girlfriends. Oh.
Oh. Andrew WK?
That reminds me of our upcoming story. I think you meant to say, oh, yes. Yes, please. Nice. I like that stuff. Because I am a living, breathing think piece. You know what my favorite line in that song is?
What?
You don't know? Have you ever heard of Rhythm as a Dancer?
I've heard of it. I couldn't guess what your favorite line is.
You haven't memorized the lyrics?
It's a passion?
No, it's I'm serious as cancer when I say Rhythm is a Dancer. Snap does not fuck around. They are all in this whole Rhythm Dancer equation.
Well, what type of cancer?
Either a serious type, I think.
Stage is it?
Stage 25, which is just ridiculously bad. No coming back from 25. Borderline 24.
Maybe it's the astrological sign.
Oh.
Yes.
That's actually a good call. I wonder if that was their excuse when sufferers of cancer got angry and started picketing Snap concerts.
Oh, man. I miss the days where people who had cancer didn't complain about a shitty lyric.
Thank you.
Now everyone gets upset about everything.
It's so true. I'm serious as cancer. Well, see, you know, they made that song before the interwebs. And so really all they had to work with was a rhyming dictionary. You know, it was a little hard to actually come up with thoughtful lyrics back then compared to now. And, you know, so you look at Dancer, you're thinking, what rhymes? Maybe Prancer, if it was a holiday song. But, nah, just cancer.
Man. I'm trying to think of other words, but I can't.
Lancer? I guess if they were singing about boils.
But you know what? I think if we learned anything from that video, it's that chair choreography is quite difficult. So I applaud Britney Spears.
Oh, yes.
What's her name in that movie, Flashdance?
Jessica Biel. No. Jennifer Biel?
Jessica Biel is married to Justin Timberlake.
Yes, that's
her.
True.
But yeah, it's quite difficult, so...
Well, the fun fact about Flashdance, I wish I knew something that was important, but the stuff that was really difficult to do in Flashdance was actually a dude.
Oh, I think you did tell me that.
Yes.
There was also a rumor going around that in that Beyonce video of Single Ladies, it's the white background, it's the three girls. Apparently, the one in the background was her choreographer and is a man.
Really? Oh, that kind of makes that Saturday Night Live sketch kind of have a little bit of sense to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Again, that's what I heard. That might not be accurate, or it might be, you know, a trans woman. But either way, this person looked great.
And you're creating awareness, and I always appreciate it when you do
that. I'll also create awareness to the fact that they essentially stole that look and choreography from a Bob Fosse number from decades ago.
How the hell do you know that?
Because I am a true patron of the arts.
I don't know what that means, but I will trust you on it. Well, you know, the guy that did Jessica Biel's difficult moves also has a cameo. He is the breakdancer in the movie. So when he's doing the little spin move on the box, that is her in a wig later on
in
the movie. Yeah, and that was a very big thing because that was really the first time people saw breakdancing on film.
Uh-huh.
And it sort of took off like wildfire after that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm straight. I'm starting to realize that. No. Yeah.
But you know who got pissed about being a dance double is Natalie Portman's dance double in Black Swan. I feel like every year or so she comes out with another complaint about that movie. She can't let it go. It was just this idea of, like, should Natalie Portman have won an Oscar for that role? You know, because everyone was commending her on getting into dancer shape, doing a lot of the dancing, to which her dance double said, no, I can tell the moments that are me. I am in the majority of that film. They superimposed her face, you know, because of tech now, you can do that pretty easily.
Oh.
They superimposed her face onto my body for a lot of the movie. And I don't think anything really came of it. I think that the editors were saying, like, no, you're wrong. So, I don't know.
Wow, the future is now, but it's also creating quite a lot of hullabaloo in Hollywood. I never saw Black Swan. I'm told there's a great scene with her and Mila Kunis, though.
Yeah.
So what I can do is just basically find that scene on the internet and save myself some time and trouble of actually watching 2 hours of ballerina stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of ballerina stuff, but man, I love a good dance sequence.
You sure do. You're actually a gay man as well. How was Marie's Crisis?
Good. Last night I went to a very old bar in New York City in the West Village called Marie's Crisis.
I just said that. Jesus Christ.
And it's called Alita, Bill. And
oh, you went to Alita too? That's a great bar.
No.
Oh.
Basically, they play musical theater songs. There's a live pianist. I said pianist, Bill. A live pianist. And they play all different sorts of show tunes, and everyone sings along. And the drinks are so fucking cheap. It's incredible.
I forgot about that.
Their happy hour, it's $3 well drinks. Granted, they're kind of tiny, but if you tip well, they're very strong. And everyone, it's like all of these musical theater majors who never made it professionally go there to just like sing along and have their moment to shine.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool.
Is that? Oh, look at that.
It's also obviously a gay-friendly bar.
Great.
But yeah, so the reason why it's called Marie's Crisis is in the 1800s, Thomas Paine lived there for a bit, and that's where he wrote the crisis papers.
Look at the big brain on you. I love that.
He also died in this very basement. Then they raised the building, built it again, and it was a brothel. That was owned and led by a woman named Marie. So they kind of combined the two bits of history, Marie's Crisis, and there you have it.
I love everything about that fact. I like the fact. Can we look at that picture again, too? I also like the fact that Tom Green over there in the corner often frequents the place. Maybe he's trying to tell us something. Who knew he had such great pipes? That's great. I love that fun fact.
Yeah.
I will remember that. And so, wait, are you saying that the actual basement, that still was part of the original Thomas Paine edifice? And the rest of it was
like,
just
I think
built?
When they, I think when they raised the building, I mean, you can't really demolish a basement, right? Because it's beneath the earth.
Yes, I think that's a good call, even though how the hell would I know?
They even have their bathroom is like even farther down the stairs, and they have this separate cold and hot water in the sink, you know, where it comes out of, you know, the two different faucets.
That's great. I used to go there with a gay friend of mine quite frequently until he fell all the way down the stairs and was kicked out and didn't want to ever go there again. So I felt I was inflicted by his horrible, horrible drunkenness and by not being allowed to go to Mary's Crisis again. I guess I could have gone by myself, but it's just not the same.
It's not.
I wasn't wearing anything rainbow related either.
But that was fun. And then we went to Big Gay Ice Cream.
Hmm. Boy, you really had a theme night.
I did,
What was the occasion?
It was a Tuesday.
Tuesday, just living your best life over at how was the ice cream gayer than normal ice cream?
That's a really good. I don't know why it's called that, but they do like fun things to their cones. Like
answer received.
I got the American Glob, I think it was called, and it's
like called Gino.
Chocolate covered pretzels, like on a vanilla cone with a chocolate dip and sea salt. delicious.
Wow, I got diabetes just listening to that. Well, that sounds like a very fun night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you would want to eat something like that after drinking, though.
I know, you're the only one who doesn't like to eat when they're drinking, doesn't like to eat when they're not drinking, so...
Well, I just don't like to eat when I'm drinking.
Yeah.
There's no in between. But just sweet stuff. I mean, isn't drunk food sort of salty?
Well, I wasn't drunk is the thing. Like, we had a few drinks. You don't always have to drink to get drunk, Bill.
But it was $3 per drink. No, you get drunk.
Well,
it's
no,
like a law.
I had a happy hour sangria, a glass of wine at dinner, and then two glasses of wine at this place. I'm not, you know, it's a Tuesday. Well, you know, I'll save it for Thursday.
None of that makes any sense to me. But it sounds like a lot of fun. You know, we have had this stupid Nicolas Cage story all week. It's getting a little dusty. And really, basically, Nicolas Cage is A, just being Nicolas Cage, and I salute him for that. But he was married for, what was it, 4 days?
4 days.
Yes. And I don't know if we have any updates as to what exactly led to this annulment.
I believe that he and this woman, who apparently is a makeup artist or his makeup artist.
Of course.
They were in Vegas together, apparently got very drunk, and got married.
Oh, my God. He's a fucking... he takes his movies very seriously.
And then 4 days later, it was annulled. I'm not sure if it was just a regret or if something happened within those 4 days to really regret it. But I feel like what no one is saying is that this four-day wife looks a lot like his ex. I think he has a thing for Asian women.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Has that, like, been well known
about
Nicolas Cage? I was a little surprised.
God.
She's also very young. I think she was, like, 25.
And are we sure she was born woman? There's something a little Thai going on there. Either way, look
Maybe
at that.
She's just of that persuasion.
Of
Why does
born
everyone
a dude?
Have to? Oh, good Lord, no! She's just, you know, diverse.
So okay, well, diverse certainly qualifies as born a dude. Look at that coat. Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage. Like, he's right out of Nicolas Cage casting.
He was with Patricia Arquette. Were they married?
I believe so.
Damn.
And then he left her for Elvis's kid because he's obsessed with Elvis. So why not marry her kid or his kid? Look at, boy, she never looks happy. Look at that. Well, our own Lauren Savan was in a movie that unfortunately went straight to DVD, as has been Nicolas Cage's want lately. I believe it was called Looking Glass, which is a little redundant. But she was in that playing a reporter. Big stretch for her. And she was met him briefly on the set because it was like a cutaway scene real quick. And the one thing she was told that she couldn't do was stare at his hairline because it kind of goes up and down with his mood. It's a very interesting head of hair. Not that I should talk. Looks like someone stapled a squirrel to me today. Again.
Today.
Sorry, most days. But, you know, I've been thinking you might need some tips on your acting reel. If you wanted to add a little more pizzazz to it, maybe a little more emoting. I haven't watched it. I'm just guessing. We have here Nicolas Cage's acting reel to sort of inspire you. He's got a lot of range, this one. And I can tell you, do we have it?
Yeah, sorry. I was finding a picture of Lauren in that
movie. God. You know what? I didn't even bother looking, but I don't even... It's such a... forgotten movie, unlike some of his best. Oh, look at that. There she is. Woman found dead. You know what? That's almost kind of, you could say that about her career. Look at that. Good for her. I wish we could see Nicolas Cage watching it and maybe even getting angry about something. But here's Nicolas Cage just doing a myriad of emotions. I hope you're taking notes.
I'm a vampire!
It's Vampire's Kiss.
I'm a vampire!
Put it in the right file, according to alphabetical order. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z!
What am I, a fucking retard man? Am my fucking return! Oh, I know what this is. You're trying to stop me out because of this easy little dick you need around. Well, feed my fucking friends, man! Someone's gonna kill me, man! The fucking hangers!
It never just goes away.
That goddamn contract is somewhere in the goddamn fucking files!
Fuck! Is that you and Mary's crazy?
Fuckers, fuckers, fuck! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck Mexico!
Horseshit.
I fucking
know! Look at fucks, I hate you. I hate you both. I hate you fucking both. Just right now, I should fucking kill you fucking both! Have you ever been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you're pissed blood? Fuck you! Fuck!
God damn, you the best!
Oh, you got fucking no man.
Well, you know what? I mean, first of all, did you get anything from that?
Well, what's incredible about that is, right? So those were all close-ups of him, right? So there were many takes, and that's what the editors chose for the final film. God bless the people who work on his films who have to edit all that together. And, like, how do you know what's a good take in that scenario? Like, what did the other takes on the cutting room floor look like?
Can you imagine what's in his trailer? I mean, just, like, the stuff. I bet it kind of looks like the Museum of Natural History after a cockroach bomb went off or something. Now, this is too long. We could just run a little bit of it. But Nicolas Cage, I do think, sometimes has a modicum of self-awareness. And this was one of those rare, rare times. Let's get in Cage.
Guys, I'm gonna jump in here. How is this possible? I'm looking at two identical Nick Cages.
Well, Seth, I can explain if you just calm down! Okay, as everyone knows, my dream as an actor is to appear in every film ever released. However, until now, I've only been able to muster a measly 90%, bringing shame upon my dojo.
Sure, of course.
But fortunately, today, science has prevailed, and I'm proud to announce that my cloning experiment has finally come to fruition.
I'm sorry, cloning experiment?
Well, that's exactly right, Seth. I am his clone.
Oh. Well, that does make sense, because you two are identical in every way.
Not in every way, Seth. Well, while physically we are exactly the same, there are some slight differences personality-wise. Yes, for example, this Nick is calm and stealthy, like a ninja warrior. Whereas this Nick is an exaggerated, screaming psychopath and really just doesn't exist. That's high praise.
All right, I think you get the idea there, but that is, one of my favorites. I think if Nick Cage ever does a podcast, it's got to be called High Praise. I think high praise with Nicolas Cage, and he just interviews himself for like 5 hours. Yeah. Oh man, I just coming up with ideas left and right. And if we yell at TM, that means it's trademarked. I knows my legal things. Anything you want to get to before we get to our lovely guests?
Yeah, let's bring them in.
All right, guys, our rock is back, Chrissy Mayer. We will get all her plugs at the beginning of the show, at the end of the show, and throughout the show. Wonderful comedian, another vet, Keanu Thompson. She is a co-host of The Week in Sex, and we finally got her co-host, her other co-host, Alan Fuchs. He's stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and also, I guess, the co-host of The Week in Sex. It is an amazing podcast. I've listened to a huge amount of them lately, and I love it. It gets better and better and better.
We just had Danny Daniels on.
New hair. I love the hair.
It is. Yeah, you do have nice things, man.
You look good with bed hair.
How much did you pay them to say that on camera?
By the way, I never get compliments from this.
It looks like one of my favorite old stuffed animals. Like, you know, the ones that are like matted down from years of love.
There it is.
There we go.
There it is. You happy? Baby got her bottle.
I liked you with the long hair, too.
Huh?
I like this.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
you
it
have
just.
A face like that.
I'm just becoming more and more of a lesbian. That's what it comes down to.
No,
I think
you're like
I'm beating Gina.
Sexy pirate.
Yeah, you are a sexy sea captain.
Fun fact, all pirates are lesbians. So still accurate. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming. We have so much to get to. And basically, Alan made us work a little harder than normal today before the show because he pitched.
I did the same amount of work, which is very little.
Well, you still weren't able to help me with any fat people sex scenes. I'm sorry, differently abled. No.
No, fat. No,
fat.
Fine.
Fat's fine.
I feel like a lot of fat people are like, call me fat, I'm fat, so let's do it.
They're reclaiming the word.
Yeah. They're allowed to say it.
Oh, I'm not.
But I'll tell you what, what on the surface seemed like a Hollywood whine from an overly entitled talk show host, I think you might have a point because we could not think of one scene. Well, actually, if you want to set it up.
Sure. James Corden says chubby people never have sex on TV or in film.
Or just in life.
Yes.
he spoke about the realities of being a chubby person in the entertainment business during an interview with actor David Tennant on his podcast. Mm. He talked about going for roles when he was growing up and how he was always typecast because of the way he looked, not his talent. I wish that was my scenario. Because I would be having lots of fake sex on camera. Money. If you only watch television or films, if an alien came back and they had to take a reading on planet Earth just by watching films or TV, they would imagine that if you're chubby or fat or big, you never really fall in love or you never have sex.
No.
Certainly no one ever really finds you attractive. You'll be good friends with people who are attractive and you'll often be a great sense of comfort to them. Perhaps you'll chip in with
so
a joke
true.
Every now and then.
Oh, man.
Then as you get older, you'll probably be a judge in something or you'll be dropping
the judge.
off the television to a handsome person in a sitcom.
It's just no one wants to have sex with him. That's the problem. Yeah. It's not fat
yeah,
people.
Yeah, there might be something.
Yeah, but what sex scenes have you seen, really? The one that, when I read this, I thought, you know, maybe the first thing that popped in my brain is like a Kate Winslet in Titanic. She's not the thinnest.
How dare you?
I'm not saying
not
she's
fat.
I'm not.
That's Hollywood fat.
I am
not real fat.
I am not saying she's fat, but that's like. She's
Did you hear
just,
that? She said she's fat.
Yeah.
I said it.
Can we get we condemn everything Keanu says?
No,
Bates, Hollywood's number one fat person was on that in that movie, right?
What's
she in that movie? Kathy Bates?
Yes.
That movie, yeah.
The unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah, no one was fucking her.
Well, about Schmidt, she got in the hot tub naked. What I'm saying is that's like if she's not fat, clearly, but she's like a curvier woman. That's like the most iconic.
Well,
like sex scene with
Cassie had a good point though. In Girls, Lena Dunham.
Oh yeah, how do we miss that?
You have more fatties in TV.
Loose body, her body was not like she looks like Botticelli's Birth of Venus.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like that.
There's a bully pit aspect to it.
She was disgusting, and we all watched her have sex.
Yeah,
it was awful. My mom's like, I don't like her. I'm like, why? She's like, I just don't. I'm like, you don't like her because she's
so terrible. Her boobs are like
floppy.
You women are your own worst enemies.
But it'd be hard not to laugh at fat people having sex. Yeah. It just am I wrong? I don't know. I've gone up and down in weight, and I have a hard time not laughing.
I do think that
enter someone.
What Lena Dunham was trying to do in Girls is this idea of like the reality of situations, right? So like in film, it's like everything is sexualized. A person taking a shower. First of all, we have these thin leads, and I think that's why sex scenes usually happen with the leads, not the B characters, right?
Right.
And so everyone's beautiful, and everything is even a woman just in a locker room with her top off is still sexualized. And I think Lena Dunham's like, it's not always like that. Look at
she's
me.
Right.
Sometimes it's me in a locker room.
Yeah. But the reason why we watch films is we want to see that. We don't want to see reality. We go to the movies to escape reality.
Yeah,
That's absolutely true. I think that his point about everyone always being the fat friend and the comic relief is also accurate. But, I mean, it's a lot of, I think, and he sort of touched on a little bit, if you want to change something, then write a script and, you know, kind of change it for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean.
Patton Oswalt in Young Adult, kind of, he's kind of a fatty.
Does he have a sex scene
with Charlize Theron? Yeah. I wish you could pull it up. It's actually.
Yeah, how is that not funny?
Look, he's fat.
Ugh. Yeah. But you know what? The woman is never fat.
That's Seth Rogen. That's not Patton Oswalt.
No, I know, Alan. I'm saying.
No, I think,
like,
Gandhi once said, "Be the fat slut you wish to see in the world."
Yes. He remains a wonderful hero.
Notice that she's skinny and hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Just also, like, she would never be with him.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, she looks like she's nauseous on top of him.
I mean, I would fuck Seth Rogen. He's doing well.
Yeah, Rogen looks like he would be sweating at negative 10 degrees.
Oh yeah,
that guy.
Actually, I think
incapable.
I would fuck him. I don't know. He's so funny.
He and I have similar hair issues.
Quick,
women don't care that much.
He looks
about
like
fat.
Like you're his sexy sister. You both have red hair though, so it would be a little off.
She's actually picturing it right now. Mm. I can see her.
He would be sweaty for sure in bed and like get tired and have to stop.
He probably is.
I tell you, that baby's a little fat too. The baby's grossing me out.
I love
lose some weight, Junior. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, we have plenty of real life bodies around us every day in real life. So, like, why would we go out of our way to see
why
more
would
of that?
We see
it's about the money. Like, if there's money in it, they'll make it.
Yeah, completely.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
See? Okay, look, he's a fat shit. She's beautiful.
I get it.
Oh, it's also, he has like a
why
broken
does she have
leg
tape
in this
on her
movie.
Boobs?
Those are like special little
things that cover your nipples. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you have a fancy night out and you can't wear a bra.
This is
dress.
One of the greatest movies ever, too.
What movie is this?
She cried because she's about to have sex with him?
It's this.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, no, she's like, okay.
There's no way that would happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Look at him
there's
hugging
no,
her with his big
there's no way that she's ever like fucked she just, anyone who looks like him.
Looks like she
ever.
Owes him a lot of money, you know? And then yeah. The scene where she's like, I can't
okay. Looks like a human trafficking scene.
She went back to her hometown, also, look and at the, he went to high school with
look
her.
Look at that tan next to that white milk
I know. His, they did nothing
fox.
For him. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, this is now her fat dude wheelhouse because she's got a new movie coming out with Seth Rogen where they become a couple.
You know what? She just wants to laugh. That's why.
Yeah. She's pairing her with fat gross dudes.
Funny guy.
Man.
Jesus
this is
Christ.
A great movie. Yeah.
Do we really want to see more of this stuff?
Off?
I mean, this
right,
is...
Oh, God,
I'm going to throw up.
You know?
No, I mean... The equivalent of coming in every morning and
more
Aaron
scenes like
Gina's
this in
hardcore
movies?
Gay
he also has, like, a fake leg in it or, like, a bum, like, leg.
You know, after seeing Brian McCarthy's penis, I can stand almost anything.
You poor thing.
So it was actual dick?
Actual dick.
Yeah.
Really? How?
He's pulling his pants down to show Gino his asshole. Like after
he
the,
said
after
he had a micro penis.
After the fight. There was no penis. There was.
I thought he had a really big. He always talks about how he has a big penis.
He's a.
There was.
Retard.
Let me tell you, Bill. There was nothing. So. There was nothing but an IOU down there.
Oh wow.
Oh my god.
Hey, Bill. It's Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. I was just wondering if you guys could keep talking about Patton Oswalt having sex and maybe Brian McCarthy's small penis just for another second.
In conclusion, sure. Brian McCarthy penis, Patton Oswalt naked.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Oh, wow.
Are you joking?
Guys, expand on it. Aaron needs to finish. He's had a long day.
Anyway, he's definitely Irish.
Oh, those flabby bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's flabby. Right. Hair
so
in places.
So many folds to lose yourself in. It's kind of like the back page in Mad Magazine. Think about it.
Angel has, like, nice photos of it, by the way. She was just shooting, and then he pulled his pants down.
And Oswald loves comic books. Picture Patton Oswald reading Avengers number 420.
Picture him taking a dump.
Ugh. While reading that magazine.
It's a very
Jesus.
Funny comic.
I have to say, you've got a lot of stamina, buddy. Now, let's see if it's...
We got a lot of lube, too.
Period is.
Y'all good? And,
thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a great
Garrett.
Show.
Mop that
I gotta
up.
Go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't tell anyone.
I won't. I'm sorry about your coat.
Very, very polite.
He's limping even Yandy, more now. You. Jesus.
Did I just sound like a bitch? I didn't mean to, like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Not that I have the biggest penis in the world either, you know.
Look, if he doesn't want people...
Some women are into it. Some women like a...
Like maybe
what, a small penis?
Know.
You got a good clit. I can tell. I can feel it. I can see it in your face.
Oh, thanks.
No body shaming here.
No.
Which one do you want to cover now? We got so many sex stuff.
No, no. What's one of your favorite sex stories?
That's
you guys suggested
question.
These. So favorite sex stories or like?
The, well, Al gives a couple.
Yeah. Drugs with sex, men's sex secrets.
Having less sex.
Spice Girls.
Some of the Spice Girls.
So Jerry Halliwell,
yeah.
also known as Ginger Spice or Ginger. Sexy Spice.
Ginger fucked scary.
So,
Gears? Or am I just making that up?
She says that Mel B's sex claims... So Mel B recently claimed that the two of them participated in... what's the word? Shenanigans.
Diddled.
And she says that those claims were hurtful and says it's been very disappointing. Mm. She denied allegations that she had sex with Mel B in the 90s. The rep tells People, which is always a good way to get the honest truth out there. Go to People magazine. says the claim is simply not true and has been hurtful to her family. Now, Mel B even said when she first came out with this fun tidbit that her husband, Ginger's husband, would probably... Why do I keep saying Ginger? Jerry's husband probably wouldn't be happy about it because she's now been playing this role of like prim and proper housewife. So, yes, again, denied that this ever happened.
How is he not getting...
He's disappointed in her friend.
How is he not getting flack for being anti-gay?
Right.
How is this hurtful?
He's a family man.
She had lesbian sex, allegedly, with another Spice Girl.
Before she was with her husband.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, no kidding. Those guys would be... about that, I think.
Maybe
but this isn't like real lesbian. This is like party lesbian kind of stuff.
We don't know.
They're not going to Home Depot together.
Well, Alan, you think they? Had an affair? Like
there is
not only
a
an affair,
thought.
But they probably ate
at what do we have here?
Wow.
Oh, she got Girl Scout cookies? Oh my God. What a great cause.
You guys want to eat them right now?
No.
Throw them on the table.
Those are
Zigzag Oz.
Samoas. Now they call them Caramel
Delights.
It depends
on which troop you buy them from. They have different names.
No.
Aren't they called Samoans? I guess yeah. that's
racist.
Not that's Samoans. Not... Samoans.
Maybe that's not a woke cookie name.
Those cookies are drafted by the NFL a lot.
Well, speaking of racist, could it just be that Jerry's racist and doesn't want to admit that she had any sort of
interracial
sex?
No. With her brand.
She's like, I'm a mom now. Like,
British person being racist?
That? Like,
what?
You know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Actually, can I have...
But she said that she's still excited to go on tour with her... Fine, I don't want one.
Thank you.
She's excited to go on tour with her band. Bandmates. So the show will go on. Thank God Bill already got his tickets.
Well, the thing about them is I'm normally like a girl with an accent because I'm a cliche. Having said that, and even just looking at them, you can hear them. The Spice Girls accent is fucking horrible. It is.
Spice up your life. I'm a Spice Girl.
It's like that constantly on a loop. And they're songs, and they're one of the few singers where you can hear their British accent in the song.
Ugh.
Normally that doesn't happen. Everyone sounds the same. But their accents are so relentless, so fucking annoying, that they even come through when...
You want me to swallow a spit? I didn't fuck you, Ginger. Yeah. All right.
Get your prosthetic nails out of my clit.
No.
I'm a family woman now. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Get your tongue out of my beehole.
I hate lesbians.
I've been thinking about it, and I don't like it.
I'm a racist.
And they're always...
I'm a squirter.
I'm a squirter.
Is that Brian McCarthy's penis?
Welcome to my squirt locker, mate. Sit down and enjoy yourself.
It squirts so good. Oh, baby, make it squirt so
good. Tell me what you want. What you really, really want.
It's relentless. And the thing of it is the problem with what she did, particularly if Jerry Halliwell doesn't want to engage, is this is going to be all they're talking about with every press thing they do for every city they go to. I mean, I assume that there's going to be some sort of publicist that says, you cannot ask them about this, and most pussy media outlets will relent.
I have a theory about this. I think that this was a calculated move.
Yep.
I think that because of this world tour, obviously they wanted some press, but also to gain a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, all of us who grew up listening to the Spice Girls, we're older now.
Old sluts.
They're like, who else can we reach out to make sure that we have a good audience? I know straight. Young straight men.
Proud boys.
And how do we get the young straight men to love girl power
what
songs?
What a spice!
Let's talk about our lesbian encounters.
Deny it. Like a real woman.
Well, I they should have it. Gone with it. They should have been like, yeah, that was a thing that happened. We were drunk. We were young. Sporty had a gold tooth.
Yeah, then leak the tape.
Leak the tape.
Not that I've been following this story relentlessly, but there is now talk that indeed it was not one time and that they actually dated for an entire fucking year.
Oh,
that seems like it would be hard to hide at some point.
Yeah.
Although if you're living together, but they've got now all this footage of them back in the day. Going out into like a press conference, something like that, holding hands. And I mean, girls do that, I suppose, but it does add a little fuel to the girl on girl action.
Kids are like, why does my autograph smell like vagina?
man, we are not painting the best.
I bet you Crazy Spice licks a mean clit.
You mean scary?
Scary, whatever. Scary. She's crazy. She looks more crazy than scary. Never fucking mind.
I hope it looks like on the bottom like it does on the top.
Also,
but there's dreadlocks down there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Eddie Murphy would know. Doesn't Eddie Murphy have kids with her?
Yes.
Someone.
Eddie Murphy has
kids. Yeah, he has kids with her. Yeah.
What? Are they married?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
I've never been in love.
Isn't she the transgender person he picked up in his limo?
And now the songs are coming back.
Remember that? When Eddie Murphy picked up a transgender person in his limo and he got all this weird.
This is his fucking thing.
Flack for it.
Really?
Eddie Murphy,
he had to deny that he was. He's a hero to the trans community.
Yeah.
He was ahead of his time. He's the first woke person.
You should give rides to transgender people.
There was a guy named Mike Walker who used to work for the National Enquirer. And this was at a time where like it was still easier to cover stuff up. Eddie Murphy's people would tell them that they would not do the interview if they were even to touch on him picking up this transsexual prostitute. And at the time, the National Enquirer was based in Florida. Eddie Murphy and a bunch of his dudes, and how he thought he could get away with this is beyond me, came down there and said, because the National Enquirer was the only one that was continuing to report on it and saying that there might be others. And he basically just said, you guys are going to stop reporting on this now, aren't you? And Mike Walker throws on the table 12 other transsexual prostitutes that claim they had sex with him.
What?
Eddie Murphy looks at that and just flies back, and that was it.
No.
He was always kind of my hero for that. But no one else picked it up because they wanted their exclusive Eddie Murphy stuff. And then now finally people have kind of forgotten about it.
So what is that, though? He just
He enjoys chicks with dicks. It's the Jim Norton effect.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
That's actually fine. It's just funny.
Sex addiction one for the NFL.
Oh, okay.
If you're not ready for a threesome, it's the best
NFL
of both worlds.
Sex addiction?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
One-stop shop.
Okay, so there is this, the Jenna Kramer one?
Yeah.
Okay, so country star Jenna Kramer has a husband and a new baby.
Uh-huh.
Right after she was married, there was... It came out that he had cheated on her. There was infidelity there. She accepted him back. He revealed that he has a sex addiction. He went to rehab for it. Had a slip up, although it was not outside of the marriage.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means.
That means she watched.
And then, but she... she has a podcast that he came on and was very open and honest about this, and they are working through his sex addiction in their marriage.
Yeah.
So, to which I want to know how you all feel about this.
That dude!
I want to say, whatever,
guys,
it's
always.
Their relationship, good for them, whatever they want to do. However, And I don't know much about sex addiction. Maybe it's a real thing, but
I
think he cheated on her, and she just wants to keep the family together.
Look at his neck. He probably has a huge dick.
Yeah. I think bald guys actually do have more of a sex drive because of the testosterone.
That's
right?
How you judge?
Yep.
By the neck size?
Oh, yeah. You can judge by a few things. When you have more testosterone, it's the same thing that makes you lose your hair.
Yeah.
So.
Also
means he can fuck.
How could you not have a sex addiction with that woman?
Right, she's hot.
She's a country singer,
she's
too.
She's like the sluttiest girl from Westchester,
You're fecking me too much. I don't understand.
Put it in my butt.
Like, the fact that he cheated on her, I mean, right, he must have a sex addiction because she is so hot. And
that's nothing to do with it. That's nothing to do with
really?
How hot the person is.
That's just to a sexual need and your drive.
But don't you think that she, do you think she knew about this before she married him?
I don't know. How much, because like, I could fuck all day. I could fuck
all day.
The real hero.
No, I know. I mean, like, I would never get tired. I would never be, I would be fine.
No water breaks, nothing?
I'll drink a glass of water in between. I could literally.
You gotta just hydrate.
I have like a. I don't mind ever. I never refuse. Yep. Like it's fine.
Like a fire hose down there.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But I like. So is that an addiction? Does he just like have sex with his beautiful wife too much? Like
I think it's certainly
but the wife's not enough.
I think cheating is so taboo and like. Fucking somebody outside your marriage is so taboo that we have to make it a disease in order for it to be like socially okay, we're willing to accept this because it's an addiction. Like people, yes. Our society can accept addiction. You know, oh, it's not his fault. He's addicted. No, he has a high sex drive. And
That's it.
It's good. He got caught.
Yeah.
He got busted. And that is a wonderful excuse. I mean, who else did this? Tiger Woods. Right after the whole incident with he went immediately to sex rehab. But it's funny because that was an absolute excuse. Tiger Woods was being Tiger Woods. I mean, he's a fucking popular athlete. He fucks all right, and he got caught. But I remember Deadspin did a story about the rehab that he went to. And when I read that story, that's when I started to realize that maybe sex addiction is a thing because the guy that they interviewed that used to go there to the sex rehab, he was saying, oh, yeah, Tiger Woods doesn't have one. But then he went on to describe the fact that he masturbated so relentlessly that his dick started to look like hamburger meat, and it was more painful than actually pleasurable. But he had to do it so much and couldn't stop and went to that rehab several times. And I remember reading that thinking to myself, sex addiction is a thing.
Maybe that's what happened to Brian McCarthy.
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
He rubbed his dick away?
He rubbed his dick off.
It's like a hamburger helper down there.
Going back. That's a callback we can do.
What's the most amount of times you've done it in one day?
Masturbating?
Yeah.
12, 15?
Me too.
Wow.
Not even a whole day, like a couple hours, like nowhere to be.
Right, yeah.
Just
maybe
keep going.
Three.
If I'm bored,
impressive.
You can keep going. You're just like.
I've done six.
I have six.
I came six times once.
Ooh.
Yeah, in a row. Yeah.
Look at that, everybody.
Now,
yeah, ladies.
Dick hurt afterwards, though.
Is that with the help of. Visual aids or
my BFF. Yeah.
Actually tattooed on his
Your imagination? Good for you.
No, I have no imagination. I was watching porn.
Yeah, that's another
you watch
story
porn,
that you gave us.
Oh, yes.
I don't watch porn at all.
I watch exclusively gangbang porn. That's
wow.
it. That's it. I don't watch any other type of porn. Just
you watch?
A gangbang. A crying girl. And they don't even. I don't want to see her face, and then just a bunch of dudes on her. I don't know. I have a problem, I guess.
Well, okay. We did a story, but I'm probably butchering it. Where more and more women are watching dude on dude porn.
Gay porn.
They do. I mean, I've seen that. My mom watches that a little bit.
What?
She told me. Yeah. We also have the same favorite porn star, James Dean.
Oh, you and your mom?
He's great.
Wow.
He
takes care of a lady.
He really.
That's what I
really?
Like.
She's
that's...
like, I just like the ones where he's like, he's just so into her. I'm like,
very
I
nurturing.
Like the ones where he's like being awful. Like, so we differ in that, but he's
dinner.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde for porn.
He really is.
You pay off your student loans in the porn? What does he do? How is he so nurturing?
My mom's like, he can just be so attentive and sweet. I'm like, I don't watch that James Dean
porn. He took out the trash and then he fucked her.
I'm like, I'm watching the ones where he's like peeing on her and like, yeah, it's like terrible. Yeah.
But I hear that there's female friendly porn out there and I want to find it, but like to me, female friendly porn is just like Marie Kondo on Netflix. No. I would binge watch that shit. I'm like, wow,
Ricotta,
so organized.
Like her tiny hands.
Yeah, she's so tiny and cute.
I'm sure it's evolved, but I interviewed Candida Royale, who I believe is.
Ooh, wow.
I think she's dead. But she
loved her book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, R.I.P. Candida, if indeed you are not with us anymore. But she started doing women-friendly porn, but it was like in the early 2000s, and it's exactly what you think it would be. It's
yes.
like Harlequin covers the novels come to life, lawn flowing hair, there's a knight, she's being ravished in
a
field. There's a storyline.
That grosses me out.
Hate soft focus.
Is the field just Central Park?
Huh?
Is the field
just the sets weren't exactly medieval-looking as far as the budget was concerned.
Can I ask you, do you watch porn, Joanne?
Sometimes.
What do you watch?
Yeah. Gotta get into it.
More of the kind stuff. I'm not into the
weed related.
What's wrong with me?
None of Keanu's evil dark web.
I think I want watch porn videos. Every day. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
But there's no shame there. It's like there's just certain things that I guess like will not trigger is not the right word, but like yeah, turn you on,
get you going. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
I like friendly porn.
You'd think also
I like nice women. Wow. You know? Sweet, smiling,
he
happy.
Loves, he gets so turned on by people getting along.
Yeah.
He really
I love it.
Does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not that I know.
Therapists have a field day on that.
People are happy to see each other. You know what I mean?
So you know it's a kink. Like, it's a real kink. Just somebody, just a woman who's happy. What?
No one's complaining.
Wait, you watch porns of couples going on vacation together. Finally got the kids away.
No one's asking.
Before we hook up, let's go to dinner. Just the two of us.
None of the porn stars are asking, how'd you get that gig? You know?
Yeah. Wow.
What does that college pay? No, no one's asking anything like that. It's great.
How'd you get that kick?
Who's the booker?
It's just like a porn where nobody has to watch somebody's stand-up tape and go,
right.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, to that end, we've got too much sex stuff today. Or not enough.
Ever.
Another one. You are killing it with these. Biggest secret men are keeping about sex, according to Cosmopolitan.com, where I get all my Cosmo-related news, is more than 45% of men surveyed in a survey about surveys said that they're not totally honest about their sexual fantasies with their current partner, making them the thing men are most likely to be dishonest about. I could think of other things related to sex.
They're gay.
I like a man who doesn't have time for a survey.
They'd rather have a dick in there.
Do you guys have fantasies? I don't necessarily know if that's as much of a thing. I think that's more of a lady thing. I don't think guys sit around thinking. But like,
seriously?
I don't know. I don't know if
they have any fantasies.
Women have like very specific plot-driven fantasies, I think. Guys are just like, I want you to wear this.
Please, Bill, tell us more about ourselves.
Yes. The other thing about women is...
Sometimes you just want to get fingered in a Jeep, you know? That's all.
That was a
That's
euphemism.
All there is to it.
Jeep.
Jeep Cherokee.
Jeep Wrangler.
Someone with a car, please.
Oh my God, a car turns me on now that I live here. My God. Not with you, but like, yeah, you have a car, but there's nothing sexual there. But yeah, no.
We don't always have like the most detailed fantasies. It could just be like an idea.
Yeah. Like E equals MC squared, something like that.
You know, yeah, hypothesis. No, like just, I don't know, the idea of like, oh, with a fireman or with a cop or like, you know, just like vague.
I don't even.
Anyone with a pension.
No. Yeah, someone with money coming to them when they retire.
Big dick. That's all I really care about. I don't think fireman or cop or like anything like that. Just
I think more about like, God, yeah, you're right though. Maybe not plot wise, but they're fantasies to me because it's so far out there. Like I own a home.
Right.
Yes. Have a yard.
Have a pool.
And it's like my backyard that we're in. And there's a fence, you know, or like marble countertops.
We have HBO?
I want both HBO. The nice finishes and the sex, you know, like,
my God. Like I have an apartment in Manhattan and a guy whose neck never gets sore, you know? Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Man,
easy to please over here on this panel.
I'm making mental notes. I love the fact that you picked this out. You picked all the butch ones today.
Butch.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian.
Conor McGregor in the news lately. I feel like he's trying to deflect from the sexual abuse allegations, but...
I wasn't even aware of that.
That is right. Did I just make that up?
That's how well he's deflecting.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's doing a good job.
I don't think I made that up.
He was the same publicist as the Spice Girls.
Basically, he announced his retirement. Then, right after that, a woman came forward and said that she was assaulted by him.
Wow.
He's like, no backsies, I'm retired.
All right, just check on that for me, because I don't want to be wrong about that. Because that's a big mistake, if I am. But then it came out that he apparently hates Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, I'm with him
How
on that.
Dare you?
Challenged Mark Wahlberg to a fight. And what he would get for winning is all of his UFC shares. So basically, Mark Wahlberg owns a lot of the company.
Huh.
And
that's where the rub comes from.
McGregor wants that.
That's why he retired, I believe.
You're right.
What's up, Garrett?
Under investigation over sexual assault.
Steve, do you know?
Ireland.
No, yeah, that's just a photo from a Dropkick Murphys concert.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he did get in trouble for sexual assault. I was right. Or allegations, we'll say that. But basically, he said he wanted to fight him to take over his stake in the company. And he had tweeted about it. I've decided to challenge Hollywood actress Mark Wahlberg next. A fight for all the shares.
Hasn't he lost his last couple of fights? Like, what is he?
He lost to Floyd Mayweather, but that was like his boxer.
But we have some video of Mark Wahlberg in, I forget the movie, Four Brothers?
I love Four Brothers.
Someone had tweeted in response to McGregor, like, did you forget him in this movie?
I want
to
beat him up
where
for the Transformers.
Where he beats the shit out of someone.
Oh, this is a horrible movie. Oh. It's so good, though.
Is this really him fighting?
It's so stupid. It's amazing.
All right, well, just don't fight him in the snow.
Hitting a man in a bag.
I saw this in the theater.
But don't you love Hollywood? Isn't this amazing?
Just that he's scene. An all cream.
It's for the scene he's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, the chainsaw. What's going to happen?
This is like, no one knows this movie except for me.
Well, oh, look, there's a Jeep over there, Chrissy.
Get in there, girl.
It's your fantasy.
Oh, no.
A lot of death in this movie.
Is that a hate crime?
Hey, that's that dude.
That's his brother, you guys.
Can we get some footage from Boogie Nights just for me?
That was a prosthetic. Can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, it wasn't real.
That's a good lesson for all of you.
Like a brosthetic.
Alan, who do you think would win in a fight between McGregor and Wahlberg?
McGregor. He's a professional fighter.
But Wahlberg,
what do you mean? He's like
hotter.
A Hollywood actor. Yeah. How he's like?
No, Wahlberg works the fuck out.
Working out is not the same. It's not the same thing as actually
he
fighting.
He puts himself
like,
in like
actually had a lot of fights.
Tube of, right? Doesn't he do like cryogenics? He like puts himself
yes.
in a
mm-hmm. yeah.
air conditioner for an hour.
Yeah, that's he's, not the same as fighting.
I think it would be like a fair fight. Seriously.
No way, dude. He,
well, he also has a lot of pent up rage too because he claims he doesn't masturbate.
Who? Oh, yeah. Really?
Very Catholic.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, he's very religious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then he probably wouldn't even want to fight him.
Just like come in his eye.
He's not going to fight him. But he has nothing to win.
Do we know if Wahlberg has responded yet when not promoting Wahlburgers? Has he said anything about this? Because this is the first time Mark is very much aware of his own masculinity, and this is the first time I think he's ever been called out by a person.
Yeah, there wasn't an or. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're right, Alan. It's this idea of, okay, I win, I get all your shares. When you keep them, you go on living your life. Like,
and your likes. And your retweets.
But I do think that this is a possible attempt at deflection from recent allegations that have come up.
Maybe.
It should be if Connor wins, Mark stops making movies. That should be.
Yeah, that would be.
I love Mark Wahlberg. Like, I love him. The Departed, even in the horrible M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Happening, he's like, he's either horrible or great, which I love that about him. Like, Boogie Nights? We wouldn't have Boogie Nights without Mark Wahlberg.
You would. What do you mean?
What do you mean? If you
can't find somebody to replace Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, no, you can't. Not with that kind of
flair.
Not
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Someone from the Funky Bunch.
I'm trying to remember the other members, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Feel it. I remember that actual lyric.
Oh, yay!
There we go.
I mean,
you can tell the movie ends in the 80s because of clothing.
Look at him.
Wow. See? I forgot the scene. Now
it looks so fake. It looks so ridiculous.
At the time, it was impressive. Now, I mean, we've gotten spoiled. I forgot.
What's he doing now?
How does that compare to Brian McCarthy's?
Well, first of all, it exists.
Gave me like
that wasn't just a field of pubic hair and nothing else.
Does that do anything for any women here?
No. It's like we have thousands of pictures like that on our phone.
I just think of a horse, and I'm like,
and then a horse is way bigger than that. A horse is much bigger.
Yeah, I am aware.
That's what she's saying.
So you're like, whoa, he's pony. Not black. Like,
baby pony.
Him.
What about Colin McGregor? You guys find him attractive?
I would like to see his penis.
His
do we have?
I know girls that like him.
I like a pretty face.
I like him because he looks like he could beat the shit out of you. Like,
I love
it's
that.
Something hot
what
about
is
that.
Wrong.
Love that. Yeah.
Like, I'm into him. He can beat the shit out of you, but he won't. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of method acting, this is close to
oh,
a
yeah.
segue.
Oh yeah, I love this story.
I know you do.
Guys, a drama student at a Connecticut college stabbed two of his classmates
Good.
acting. Two classmates?
Stab the rest.
Acting out a scene
don't need more
from
actors.
The Butterfly Effect.
This is so bizarre.
So, okay, his name is...
wonderful.
Can we tell him to stab comedians as well?
All right. Jake Washer, 21, allegedly stabbed the victims in the chest and back as they were rehearsing the movie scene at one of their in one of their dorm rooms.
Oh my God, this is a student? This looks like a
they were acting out
man.
The scene. He stabbed both and then fled on foot. They did find him later hiding in the woods. By the way, The Butterfly Effect starred Aaron Kutcher as a college
student.
Ashton Kutcher.
Or maybe it was his brother
Aaron in here.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's Ashton.
That's his brother.
That's really funny. As a college psychology student whose life has been marked by a series of blackouts surrounding traumatic events, it was widely panned. So, you know, as good theater students, we like to take the worst films and make them even shittier.
Is that true? Like, when you do a lot of these, like, improv type stuff, is it bad movies for a reason?
No, we never do movies. That's like the whole point of being in theater. There's so many plays out there for you to choose from. I don't know why you need to pick a movie. But so we, you know, you learn that if you are in a play where there's guns or if you're using blanks or whatever it might be, you check your prop before the show. It lives on the prop table. There's usually a prop master who you need to trust.
A prop master.
But it seems like they were just rehearsing in their dorm room. And
Wait. Is he claiming that, I accidentally used my real knife instead of my prop knife?
I don't think he's claiming anything. He hasn't said or defended himself, at least in the press.
He looks like a killer, so...
Well, I was going to say, if it was one person, okay, you could say, thought it was a prop knife, but to kind of go, and then go for the other guy, too, whoa, I didn't know this was...
I didn't know. That looked good.
Yeah.
Again.
Got a big case here.
Well, and one of them was stabbed twice. The other one was, like, multiple times.
Oh, shit.
This guy's a murderer.
That sounds like somebody snapped. Yeah.
Right?
They're using theater as an excuse.
Well, I think there was also a little bit of hallucinogenics involved with this rehearsal, would be my theory.
But talk about a real-life, like, live theater experiment of The Butterfly Effect.
That's
right?
True. And you know what? It's a great movie. So yeah,
you should always reenact Ashton Kutcher movies.
Yeah.
I have to say, I've never actually seen The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm thinking of a different movie. Eternal Sunshine of Spotless
Mind. Yeah, that's what I thought of.
Why do I always do that? I've never seen The Butterfly Effect. Yeah, there's no one stabbed in.
I think that there might have been some drugs involved in this, or he's just a fucking psycho. But
my only fear with this, Chrissy, is that this gives theater kids like another bad name. It's just like we already have so much going against us. You know, they're going to be denied funding soon at this college. Like
theater, I like it. It's like, you know what? Look, some theater kids are tough. They're not all beta males.
Like that.
Not all beta males.
Arm all theater kids.
Yeah.
Every theater kid, bring your guns to rehearsal.
All
this would never have happened.
Better.
A good actor with a gun could have stopped a bad actor with a knife.
A bad actor in more ways than one.
Yeah.
A bad actor with a knife.
That's so funny. Can we pull up that mug shot again? I mean,
a picture of a mug.
I don't really think he was going to make it very far in his acting career.
No.
Looks like an incel.
Maybe this is just good for him. Possibly if he goes to jail, then, you know, he can start a drama club. Perhaps.
Pretty sure this kid will be in UCB classes next year.
God.
I know.
To be fair, I probably would have gone out on a date with him. Let's be
real.
You know,
wow. You don't have high standards.
That looks like a murderer.
That looks like a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And he looks weak.
Exactly. That's why I like
hold
him.
You down and
look
like
at that denim jacket with all
he
the pins.
Like he just needs a good night rest.
He's got pins, of course.
He looks like he needs a multivitamin and a nap.
Also, it's not even a beer. It's like a Jones soda. Like a root beer.
Those are the eyes of someone coming down
Dr.
from
Pepper.
LSD.
Excuse me. I realize they bottled Dr.
Okay.
Pepper.
Sociopath. Last bottle, Dr. Pepper.
Fuck the hipster scum.
Yeah, if you have bags under your eyes,
I hate
in college,
him.
Like you're not living well.
I wish somebody killed him.
Right?
I know.
Guys, that kid. Is terrible.
I would stab him to death.
So now
I should major in STEM.
Yeah, right.
That's
I really am curious. I want to dig deeper into this. If I like was an investigative journalist, I might. Did he pick this scene? Like, how premeditated
was this?
I want to do the
an actual scene from The Butterfly Effect.
It's apparently, a scene from The Butterfly Effect where someone gets stabbed. So, did he encourage these kids, or did he just think I'm like want to be really method about? I don't know. Like, when did something snap?
I think he wanted to. I think, yeah, you don't pick a stabby upset. Scene unless you're feeling stabby.
I'd be upset. I'd be most upset if I was the parent and you're upset. I'm paying fucking $20,000 for you to reenact the butterfly effect.
Yeah, right. Did anybody
get the fuck out of here? Give me my money back.
Theater school, I guess.
Did, yeah, yeah. I agree.
Did anybody like? I had a degree. This is so weird. I had a guy pick a scene. We were scene partners or whatever.
Oh, they want to kiss you, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. So he would come over to my house and practice. It turned out he
and you let him
twist. He was my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know, though.
South Carolina.
No, no, no. We were both.
Oh, he knew.
By marriage.
He knew.
He would come over.
By marriage? That doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. But still, and I was like.
DNA involved.
He's like, I was like, I don't want to do this scene, man. I was like.
You see him at a family function. You're like.
Oh, your penis looks like dad's. His parents came to the play. I was like, I'm your niece. They're like, what? I'm like, we found out that we're your, you know, we're like far apart cousins. But like.
Oh, so you are related. Oh, I thought it was by marriage.
It is by marriage, okay. But we're still cousins.
That's like the Brady Bunch kids fucking. It doesn't really count.
I have a hot cousin.
He didn't know. We didn't. He's not hot. Like, and I was like, dude,
I
don't
have a lot of incestual stories. Like with your mom?
Well, that's not incest to like have sex with somebody that you're.
Well, she's like Eskimo sister.
Or Eskimo sister.
Or like,
mom,
that's sort of incest.
We didn't. That's not incest. That's just.
That's through.
It's funny.
It's called bonding. Yeah.
But no, he would come over and like. And then when I found out we were cousins, I mean, I told everyone. I was like, this motherfucker wanted to kiss me. He would come over to my house and we're fucking cousins.
Yeah,
wow. No, yeah.
I love it when we end the show on incest.
I found the stabbing scene. If you want to see,
yeah, let's see. Let's see how great the scene is. Let's
see what you got, honey.
Everybody looks horrible.
Oh my.
It's better than you think it's going to be.
Wow, looks like him.
Oh, look at Steve Jobs.
Looks like the dude a little bit.
Dude, oh, where's my car?
They take their dicks out?
No.
Oh my god.
They picked holy.
That's the dick.
Wow.
Oh, I've been reading this whole time.
We took the blood line, it's okay, just to make sure we went bump into Tommy.
And then he like reads this and travels back in time or something.
Wait, his diary is the time travel? Oh man. Yeah, you gotta get your tuition back. This is not something you wanna be. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Hey, that makes the story so much more interesting.
Someone's not going to be able to have kids.
Can you stab them in the dick?
Now I need to know even more.
Right. What, did it say stabbed in the dick?
No, article? I think it was in the back. Someone was stabbed from behind and someone from the front. I don't. Oh, God. I don't know. Awesome.
And that's how Uber started.
Lots of things going on in my tiny
that paycheck
right now.
Started Uber.
You guys,
you know what I mean, he bought Uber. He bought.
Thank you so much. Let's go down the table and give us any of your plugs, promotions, whatever else you want to throw out into the ether.
I'm gonna be at Lucy's in Pleasantville this Friday at 7:30. Please come. Please, please, please come. I'm desperate.
I will be interested to hear what Pleasantville is like. All I know is that's where Reader's Digest is.
It's as white as you would think.
A lot of white people.
Super white.
You know. Well, that's why it's pleasant. Oh, yeah. I've been hanging out with Gino for too long.
No, fine.
Keanu, how about yourself?
Just follow The Week in Sex on Instagram. Listen to us.
It is really good. I love it.
Yeah, you can find us on all the you know podcast platforms. And follow me at Keanu C. Thompson on Instagram and Twitter.
Are you guys still taping in the sex dungeon?
We're in a, sex club.
I will never, tonight. I don't care how bad my Alzheimer's gets, I'm never going to forget that place.
Listen to our Danny Daniels episode. That was wild.
That's a lot of fun.
I don't know if I've listened to that one yet.
Keanu beat my ass in that one.
Oh, really?
With a paddle?
With a, what did you use
like
on my ass?
A whip. It felt so good because I, you got... annoyed me so much.
Yeah, nice. Got a lot of
that's what you know.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that's very healing. yeah, guys, check me out. I'm gonna have I'm recording my first comedy special on April 13th at the Triad.
Awesome.
8:30 and 10:30 shows. You could just go on the Triad website and get tickets, man. It's
your
gonna
album
be
gonna be
awesome.
Called This Guy Fuchs?
No. It's gonna be called The Worst Jew.
Okay. Good too. Nice.
Censoring myself from saying anything else that Gino might say. as usual, in this part of the program, we go to Joe to sum it all up.
Well, love this.
Aw, that's a good picture.
The more you joke.
I'm going to be actually joining tonight Alex and Peter from the Kill You Last podcast to discuss my favorite 80s movie, Stayin' Alive.
Oh, God.
So be sure to check that out.
That's great.
And also, you know what? Let your freak for flags fly, people, so long as knives are not involved. I think that's what we learned from this show. Rhythm
is a dancer. What's going on, Alex Bashir's podcast?
Yeah. You can feel it, people feel it.